is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
Hosanna in the highest.
From the world-famous south rim of the Grand Canyon of Arizona, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with KTAR Phoenix and the National Park Service, presents its 17th annual broadcast of an Easter sunrise service.
Hosanna! Hosanna!
In returning to the Shrine of the Ages for a continuation of our Easter devotions, we recall an incident in biblical history that must have had much in common with this moment and the tensions of our times. The great prophet and reformer Elijah, sick of the way in which his people had forsaken God, left them for the sanctuary of a famous mount. There, while he reflected on the tragic ways of his world, a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks. And after the earthquake came a fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. It was the voice of God in an hour of need. The inspiration of another unforgettable Grand Canyon Easter sunrise, we take you now to Grand View Point, some 14 miles to the east. This is the highest point along the south rim, nearly 7,500 feet above sea level. Our observer, Howard Pyle.
This is Grand View Point, and certainly no other one word could describe it more perfectly. Coronado, who more than 400 years ago became the first white man to see the Grand Canyon, is believed to have made his astounding discovery in almost this exact spot. The physical dimensions of all we can survey from here include more than 1,000 square miles of the most colorful and spectacular country on Earth. At this particular point, the Grand Canyon of Arizona is from 15 to 17 miles wide and more than 5,000 feet deep. For the first time in several Easters, we are watching the sunrise from a spot where a considerable expanse of the centuries-old Colorado River can be seen. From here, the thickness of a lead pencil would measure the slate-gray width of this powerful stream as it roars into a sharp turn thousands of feet below us and disappears in the gloom of what looks like a bottomless pit. The Easter sun has already kindled a tremendous fire in the east. High along the skyline to the left of its blazing beauty, two great walls and the dome of a world-famous mountain are sharply silhouetted in the distance. Nearest to us, but still many a mile away, ranges the heavily fluted line of the desert Palisades. On across the winding canyon of the tributary Little Colorado River rises the perpendicular sweep of the Echo Cliff. Still farther on, in fact, more than 100 miles away, stands the sacred shrine of the Navajo, Navajo Mountain. These are but the visible highlights to the east. In between and out of sight are the primitive hogans and the isolated haunts of the wandering Navajo, the rolling beauty of the Painted Desert, Glen Canyon, Marble Canyon, and all of the vast wonderlands of the upper Colorado. Above it all, in this thrilling hour of revelation, another Grand Canyon Easter sunrise is slowly glorifying everything within reach. The lazy glow of a few moments ago is now a flaming reminder that the resurrection promise of Easter could have no finer parallel in reality than the daily drama of the sunrise. Not once has God's sun ever failed to return from the twilight of its last setting. Not once has it ever failed to return to the same old world, your world, my world, in this mysterious world of rock-bound titans, temples, and tumult known as the Grand Canyon of Arizona. The wind-worn, weather-beaten faces of a lot of our old friends are beginning to put in an appearance now. Yonder is Wotan's throne. Across the flat-topped massiveness of this gigantic pillar of stone, we can see the warm sunlight running westward along the north rim from Cape Royal and Cape Final. The heroic spires of the temples of Zoroaster, Brahma, and Deva have been lighted too. Shoshone Point, a part of the sheer south rim wall to our left, is now hundreds of feet deep in sunshine. Far below the striking beauty of these soaring summits, the Grand Canyon is still filled with a brooding twilight. The east wall would be as black as midnight were it not for the fact that we are looking at it through a misty curtain of velvet soft sunbeams. What a contrast there is between the heavenly magic of the sunlight and the earthbound hardness of the lines across which we are watching that sunlight fall with such an easy grace. As the Easter sun moves on, we pause for a moment to examine that earthbound hardness in the light of known history. It all began more than 1,500,000,000 years ago when God in his wisdom unleashed the forces that gave us the earth on which we live. Since then, five geologic eras have passed this way, two of them leaving virtually nothing by which they might be remembered. At one time, one of these ancient tablets, a 500,000,000-year-old slab, was represented in this area by a mountain range from 18 to 20,000 feet high. The winds and the tides of the ages past wore it away, and what is left of its beveled edge, though still faintly visible in the north rim wall of the Grand Canyon, can be measured by the width of your finger. Seven oceans and untold numbers of freshwater lakes have flowed across this ancient land. The rock on which I am standing, though thousands of feet above sea level, is covered and filled with the fossilized remains of seashells and other forms of marine life. Against such a background, the entire life of man is nothing. Yet we think it's everything. How desperately the men and the nations of our world need to camp for a while along the rims of the Grand Canyon of Arizona, where the combined ego of all concerned might be brought to its knees before greatness that is greatness. Here the piñon pine and the mountain mahogany live side by side in peace. Heights and depths complement each other. The reds, blues, and grays of widely separated centuries harmonize to perfection. There is life and death, sunshine and shadow, and always the still small voice of God.
Alleluia!
Hallelujah. hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
For our Easter morning prayer from the Shrine of the Ages, we present the Reverend Kenneth Poray, resident minister at Grand Canyon. Reverend Poray.
Our Father, we thank thee for thy Son, Jesus Christ, our risen and triumphant Lord and Savior. We gather at the Shrine of the Ages this glorious Easter morning to honor and adore him. Look down in mercy, we pray thee, on a world torn with strife and confusion. Give us strength and courage to follow the way of the cross. Send thy light into the hearts of those who sit in darkness and transform them by thy love and power. Soften the hearts of those who rebel against thee and help them to find the way of salvation. We rejoice in the knowledge that thou art no respecter of race or color, and we pray for the day in which those of every tribe and nation shall bend the knee at thy name, and every tongue confess thee, Lord. All this we pray in the name of our Redeemer, who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen.
Amen.
Canyon minister for this morning is the Reverend T.M. Pyle, pastor of the Community Church at Buckeye, Arizona, and father of one of the co-founders of this Grand Canyon Easter Sunrise Service Series. Reverend Pyle.
The resurrection is the greatest event of all time, and we can little conceive of its mighty effect upon the character of mankind. It is right and fitting that we should observe this day with a spirit of joy and deep consecration. The inspiration of this sublime experience is a divine revelation of the majesty and glory of life. God has not only given us the written promise of the resurrection in his word, but with each succeeding spring, we see the reality of it in each blade of grass and fluttering leaf.